It used to be that when you warned that the elites were planning a new world order, the elites themselves would call you a conspiracy theorist. Well, now they are bragging. They're rubbing it in your face that they're building a new world order. Stay tuned. I'll show you the proof and I'll tell you more. Hey everybody, Alex Newman here. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Behind the Deep State. And, you know, we've been warning about the globalist fiendish effort to build a new world order for decades. In fact, the New American Magazine has been warning about that since before I was born. And for a long time, we were ridiculed by the fake media. Oh, they're worried about a new world order. Isn't that cute? Well, in Australia, they are officially announcing the new world order. Check out this news clip and listen to what they have to say about what the new world order will look like. Check this out.
Today is the first full day of the new world order. Outdoor gatherings are limited to 2 people. Exercise is allowed, but no further than a 10-kilometre radius from your home. Browsing in shops is not permitted. Only 1 person per household may leave to do essential shopping. And from tomorrow, funerals are limited to 10 people.
All right, folks, welcome to the first day of the New World Order, okay? The first day of the New World Order. And as you saw, as you heard the announcement on Australian television, the first day of the New World Order means you can't go outside your house, you got to do only essential business, you got to put diapers on your face, can't have more than 10 people at a funeral, can't see your friends, can't gather with more than 2 people. Wow, welcome to the New World Order, guys. And there's a pattern here, okay? It's over and over and over again that they are telling the people in Australia that this is the New World Order. Check out, I'm going to show you a video now of Brad Hazzard, maybe hazardous for your health. He is the health minister of New South Wales. Check this out.
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1 in 100-year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. This is the new world order. This is the new world order.
So we've got to accept that this is the new world order, okay? The new world order. Get used to it, okay? And now, same Australian state, I want to show you a video of Dr. Carrie Chant. She is the chief health officer of New South Wales. She's like the Dr. Fauci of New South Wales. Nobody elected her to anything. But listen to her talking about what the New World Order is going to look like. Watch this.
Will exposure sites be put back in place, especially with reopening and people going back to pubs and stuff? Because our exposure sites still, will they be put back in place to be listed once we are reopening? Because they're not at the moment.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order. And yes, it will be pubs and clubs and other things if we have a positive case there. Our response may be different if we know that people are fully vaccinated. So we're working through a number of those issues, but we will have to reflect and learn.
All righty. So that's the New World Order for you. So they're announcing the New World Order. And of course, the fake fact checkers came out of the woodwork and they said, oh my goodness, just because they're all talking about the New World Order doesn't mean it's actually the New World Order. Don't be some kind of silly conspiracy theorist. And I think nobody did a better job of reporting on this than the Babylon Bee, the geniuses at the Christian satire news outlet. Here's what they reported. I got to read it word for word because it's too perfect. Unhinged conspiracy theorists are going crazy today, peddling wild accusations about tyrannical world leaders wanting to build a new world order just because tyrannical world leaders are openly saying they want to build a new world order. And they've got a perfect quote here from the chief health officer of Dr. Carrie Chant. And of course, they invented this quote. We're building a new world order where every single person will be tracked and monitored around the clock so they can be imprisoned for even the smallest infractions against the state, you know, for your safety and stuff, said New South Wales chief health officer Dr. Carrie Chant. So the Babylon Bee goes on to say the fact checkers have emphasized that even though world leaders have openly pledged to build a new world order, any belief that world leaders are building a new world order should be considered a debunked conspiracy theory, because world leaders are not really building a new world order because fact checkers say so. And also, since new world order is just a humorous expression world leaders use when they're joking around to take their minds off the stress of building a new world order. Whoever writes this stuff is absolutely Absolutely genius. They said that Australia, this is also from the Babylon Bee, Australia's prime minister has since declared that any dangerous conspiracy theorist caught talking about a new world order will be detained in a new world order camp until the new world order is done being built. So that was the satire, the Babylon Bee, the absolutely hilarious geniuses there. But they're not kidding. They are also building new world order camps for people who defy them, for people who may or may not have been infected. I want to go to a video of the premier. It's kind of like the prime minister, maybe the governor of a state is maybe the closest equivalent that we have here. And her name is Anastasia Palachuk, so she is the Australian premier for this state, for the state of Queensland. Now listen to her talking about these well camps that they're going to build to put you in if you don't obey. Check this out.
This is a commitment by the Wagner family working with the Queensland government to say to the people of Queensland, we want to keep you safe. And the best way to keep you safe and to keep Delta out of Queensland is to build as quickly as possible a regional quarantine facility. I have listened to Queenslanders. I know how much they support a regional quarantine facility to be in Queensland. They want their community kept safe. That's what they're saying to me, and we are delivering it. This is a race. We are up against a highly infectious Delta variant that's sweeping the world. We don't know what's next. We need to get these facilities up and running. And everybody has seen how successful Howard Springs is.
All right, guys, the best way to keep you safe is to quickly build a camp called Well Camp. I mean, if it's called Well Camp, I mean, you know it's got to be good, right? Just to keep you well, right? We just want to keep Queenslanders safe. So that's why we have to build a COVID camp. I mean, a well camp. Yeah. All right, guys. So these people are serious, obviously. Australia is like the little test bed, the petri dish, where they're trying out this madness to see how people will respond and then how they can disarm the opposition. And one of the things that they are pioneering now, I want to show you a video in just a minute so you can see what the New World Order has in store for you. The Victorian premier, the premier of Victoria, he's like the governor of Victoria. His name is Daniel Andrews. Listen to what he says. Basically, non-vax people who won't take their experimental injections are going to be locked out of the economy. I kid you not. Check out this clip.
To protect the health system, we've got everybody locked down. We're going to move to a situation where, to protect the health system, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be. If you're making the choice not to get vaccinated, then you're making the wrong choice. You're making the wrong choice. And for safety's sake, and for the back to that point about how much work our nurses have to do, as this becomes absolutely a pandemic of the unvaccinated and we open everything up, it's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason to get vaccinated. And there are appointments available, and there'll be even more appointments available throughout September, October, November. Let's get to those thresholds as fast as we possibly can. But yes, there's going to be a vaccinated economy, and you get to participate that. You get to participate in that if you are vaccinated. Now, that's not right now, because, of course, there's many more people who want to get vaccinated than we actually can get through the system. But we're going to get to a point where everybody who can get vaccinated will have been offered the chance to do so. And we are not going to have a situation, well, at least not in Victoria, where we lock the whole place down to protect people who won't protect themselves. These go and get vaccinated.
Okay, so we're going to have a vaccinated economy, and you won't be able to participate in the economy, mate, if you won't take your vaccines. So I feel it's okay to make fun of the Australian accent, especially when it's being used to promote tyranny. I have to admit, it is very cute, and it seems so harmless. But if you take off the mask and you listen to what these people are saying, they're like ravenous wolves. I mean, they're literally saying you will not be able to buy or sell if you won't take their experimental injection, folks. Let that sink in. It goes right along with the crazy stuff that Joe Biden is saying. He's going to mandate that OSHA mandate that any company with over 100 employees, everybody's got to take the injection. I mean, this is absolutely crazy, folks. But it is the New World Order. It's exactly what we have been warning you guys about for so long. They're not kidding around. Now, For those of you who think this is just limited to Australia, and, you know, I'll be the first to agree, Australia really has gone off the deep end. Australia and New Zealand, you know, just full-blown tyranny under the guise of keeping people safe. And mind you, you know, I should point out here, this is not keeping anybody safe, right? The Swedes are an interesting example. The government told them not to wear face masks. They never did any mandates. In fact, you could have walked down the streets of Stockholm at the height of the pandemic, when most of the Western world was completely locked down, everything was shut down, and life would have looked completely normal in the streets of Stockholm. They're down to about zero deaths per day from COVID. It's unbelievable. It didn't work. Same thing here in Florida, right? We really didn't do the mandates. We didn't have the mask mandates. We didn't have the shutdowns for very long. And yet life goes on as normal. But I think the people of Australia, they don't realize that. So yeah, Australia is at the tip of the spear when it comes to using tyranny, but they are hardly alone, guys. This is what the globalists are planning here is global in scope. I want to go to Klaus Schwab, the so-called architect of the so-called Great Reset. He is the head of the World Economic Forum. And listen, I mean, he wrote in his book on COVID that we're going to have to reframe the way we date the world, right? We used to have BC before Christ and then AD, Anno Domini. After this, he says we're going to have BC for before Corona and AC for after Corona. But listen to him talking about the old normal. Check it out, because it's not coming back, according to Mr. Klaus Schwab, Dr. Evil. Watch this.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world, which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
This is fiction. It will not happen. Okay? You must submit to the new COVID regime, the new world order. Okay, these people, I mean, they really couldn't have picked a creepier guy to do the front man for Great Reset than Klaus Schwab. But I mean, this guy is absolutely bonkers. Read his books. Read about his fourth industrial revolution. He's talking about merging us with machines. Oh, this is what they mean by the New World Order. They're using the COVID as an excuse. I want to show you the head of the World Health Organization, the Marxist terrorist, former member of the Politburo of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, a known Marxist, ethno-Marxist terrorist group in Ethiopia. Listen to him. Not going back to normal, guys. Watch this.
A vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic. Surveillance will need to continue. People will still need to be tested, isolated, and cared for. Contacts will still need to be traced and quarantined. Communities will still need to be engaged.
All right, very good, guys. Right, no normal. The vaccine's not going to fix things. You just take your slave shots and then line up for more punishment after that. Now, folks, again, this New World Order thing, it's not new. I want to show you Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, Beijing Biden, talking about the New World Order. Watch this.
To lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
All right. In fact, Biden loves the New World Order so much that he wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal back in the 1990s on how I learned to love the New World Order. And we need to further empower the UN and on and on. Folks, this is what they are planning. Here's another clip of Biden talking about the New World Order. Watch this.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And Beijing Biden is, of course, not the first one, guys, not by any means. I want to show you George H.W. Bush, who first announced this to the world. And I mean, we had been warning about it a long time before, but watch George H.W. Bush talking about the New World Order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
All right, did you catch that? We're going to have a credible United Nations. It's going to use its peacekeeping role, their military forces, to implement the vision of the UN's founders. The UN's founders, of course, include Joseph Stalin and his mass-murdering monster agent, Mr. Molotov. And then on our side, we sent Alger Hiss, who later was convicted of being a spy and agent for Joseph Stalin. Real cute, right? We're going to give up the vision of our founding fathers for the vision of the UN's founders. Frankly, I thought the vision of our founders was pretty good. Then we have Bill Clinton, and he agrees, of course, with the New World Order. Check this out.
Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a New World Order.
And Henry Kissinger, who wrote a book on world order and explained that the way the world order was going to come about was you're going to have to divide the world into regional orders like the European Union, the African Union, the Union of South American States, the Southeast Asian Association, Putin's Eurasian Union, right? You think everybody just woke up one day and they're like, hey, let's have regional government. This was orchestrated, guys. And so Kissinger, listen to him talking about the New World Order.
There's a need for a New World Order. But it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
So, yeah, Kissinger, the same man who told you that NAFTA was the most creative step toward a new world order, right? NAFTA is a step toward the new world order and, of course, integrating North America so that it can fit in with all these other regional orders so they can have a new world order, a one world technocratic government. That's the goal, guys. And if you want to know what the new world order will look like, I'm going to go to another guy who deserves the title Dr. Evil. His name is George Soros. You've probably heard of him. Moneybags for the far left. And here's what he had to say about the New World Order.
Need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
So, communist China, the most murderous dictatorship in all of human history, should own the New World Order. Well, the people of Australia are getting a taste of what that New World Order looks like. First day of the New World Order, mate. And so, basically, hand us your arm, hand us your kids, hand over your freedom, hand over your money, and enjoy your slavery. Hey, you'll own nothing, but you'll be happy, they tell us at the World Economic Forum as part of their Great Reset. Folks, these guys aren't kidding. The New World Order is an evil, evil agenda. Their plan is to bring the entire world under the control of this diabolical cabal, get rid of self-government, get rid of individual rights. I mean, make it to the point where you can't even go out of your house without permission. It's going to look a lot like communist China, guys. We've got to resist this. We have got to take a stand. Australia is kind of bearing the brunt of the fascist totalitarianism right now, but make no mistake, they have those same plans for America as well. If Joe Biden could, he'd be imposing it on us right as we speak. We've got to resist, and one of the ways you can do that is by getting informed. So go sign up for the New American Magazine. Stay involved. Go to thenewamerican.com. Again, I'm Alex Newman. This is Behind the Deep State. Thank you for watching, and until next week, God bless. If you liked this video, then click that subscribe button with the little bell. If you didn't like this video, you're probably a member of the Deep State. Am I wrong? Prove it. Hit the subscribe button. Just kidding. Thanks again, folks. God bless.